The Northwest Arkansas Land Trust is conserving historic and ecologically critical land in the tiny historic community of Springtown, which has a population of 90. Ozarks at largest Jacqueline Froelich visited the sites to bring us the story.
Marcin Nance is Director of Land Protection and Stewardship for Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. He stands in a newly constructed parking lot for the Flint Creek Headwaters Preserve in Springtown, located in southwestern Benton County.
We're in the Greater Illinois River watershed, which is a really important drinking water source for a lot of people in Oklahoma. We're also in a kind of a karst recharge area as well. This preserve has a cave on it, which Ozark cavefish have been documented. So this sub-basin of the larger Illinois River watershed is really important for an imperiled species in particular. But also it's important for just the historical and cultural value of Springtown and the area up here in Benton County.
This 20-acre preserve was donated to the Land Trust by the late John Wasson, a world-famous cosmochemist who assembled a large meteorite and lunar rock collection for the University of California, Los Angeles, where he taught for many years. Wasson was born in 1934 in Springtown, raised on a farm, later studying chemistry at the University of Arkansas and later MIT. According to a UCLA obituary, Wasson perennially sought to preserve Arkansas waterways, especially Flint Creek, where he spent his childhood.
We're working with his family right now to add an additional 60 acres to the property, too. So we'll be able to greatly expand the footprint of the preserve here.
Marcin Nance manages this place, as well as the Trust's many fee simple land acquisitions and conservation easements. Those are voluntary legal agreements that permanently limit use of land, which can still be occupied by owners, in order to protect conservation values for future generations. Nance says he, staff, and volunteers have started to conserve this Flint Creek site, also known as the Wasson Addition, on the western edge of Springtown.
The acres you donated, it's primarily riparian forest. It's very pretty. Flint Creek is very pretty. It's very clear. There's some really neat rock outcroppings. But he's donated a lot of the riparian forest from the historical family property, as well as some old fields here. And the old fields we're actually working to convert to pollinator and bird habitat. So we just began our restoration this year with brush hogging everything. And we'll have to treat the fescue a couple times, and then we're hoping to burn it at the end of the year and really, really get the restoration project underway.
Nance hikes down a mowed trail to Flint Creek, fed by intermittent streams and perennial springs.
Because Flint Creek gets so high during high water stages, I mean, you can look across here and just see the scouring that's happened over and over and over again. We didn't want to put any sort of permanent trail under there because it becomes a management issue. You know, we'd never be able to keep a hard surface trail there. And so Dr. Wasson, who donated the property to us, his favorite activity as a boy was wading in the stream. So we hope that that'll be kind of a primary means of recreation out here is just wading along the stream across the preserve. So Dustin Lynch from Arkansas Natural Heritage, he did his PhD work out here. And they did find midget crayfish, which are a state species of greatest conservation need. There's also the Ozark cavefish in the karst area that we've mentioned. And a lot of waterfowl come through here. I see great blue herons here. I saw bald eagles a couple weeks ago here. This place will get really birdy here in the next couple weeks. So we're just kind of on that edge of the birds really popping.
Along with wild cherry, redbud, and dogwood will be in full bloom this spring when the preserve opens to the public for the first time.
We're working right now to get our signs in place. We're working to finalize our kiosk sign design and the trail map and everything like that. We'll also have a few interpretive signs just along the trail that'll kind of describe the environment that we're in, some of the historical aspects of Flint Creek too. We're hoping to have the preserve open in the next couple weeks, so by mid-April at the very latest.
Next, we drive to the east side of Springtown to a lush forested homestead, last year donated to the Land Trust, called the Myrtle Freeman and Jerry Riley Preserve. Flint Creek bounds the northern edge of the property.
There was a log cabin on site, and there was also a small one-story house. Then the house used to be a store that was actually here, and the store closed down, and the family actually moved into it and lived in it for a long time. That house was burned down at some point, and they moved into the log cabin, which subsequently was also burned down. So this is just... It's kind of a vacant lot right now. You can see some of these mounds in here. That's where I think some of the debris from the homes were. We really haven't gotten here and excavated anything. We're kind of leave it as is for the most part. But the plan for the property, though, is to create a little pocket park here, you know, with a bench and a picnic table. And we're going to have a tiny little trail, just a short one, that goes down there to Flint Creek, where people can kind of get around and see the creek down there and kind of hang out here. There's a park right over there that's more built. It's got a basketball goal and stuff, but this will be a little bit more of a nature park.
Members of the Freeman Riley family still visit this site. In 1889, residents of Springtown Incorporated in 1909 had a grocery, hardware, and drugstore, a hotel, steam grist mill and sawmill, two blacksmiths, two shoemakers, three doctors, a Baptist church, and two Methodist Episcopal churches. One church still stands up the mountain. Where we go next?
Yeah, so this parcel here, we are currently finalizing paperwork to have it donated to us. This is the Springtown Methodist Church. It's believed to be the oldest church in Northwest Arkansas. It was founded in 1881. And we've been working with the Methodist Church out of Little Rock, who currently owns the property, to have this donated and put into permanent protection here in Springtown.
Most recently, Northwest Arkansas Land Trust announced its newest acquisition, this one in southern Washington County.
Yeah, so late last year in December, we put 700 acres into conservation on the Button Buck property, which is just a few miles north of Devil's Den. It's in our Bossed Mountain Scenic Wildlife Corridor there, and it's got about a mile of Lee Creek running through it, which is pretty exciting.
Marcia Nance says this has been a record year for Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, which holds nearly 5,000 acres in trust and conservation easements. To learn more about volunteer opportunities, donating your land, or conserving your land, follow Northwest Arkansas Land Trust on the web as well as Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.